Hey, JB here, the Wolf of Wall Street in the Wolf's Den. I got a really interesting guest, to say the least, here today. He's not my typical guest by a long stretch. And it also is a Wolf's Den first because there's actually going to be a pet, an animal, on the podcast here. Before we get to that, I want you to know that if you're not on TikTok, never seen it, despite coming as a bit of shock to you, but I think there's something to be learned from having this guest on. His name is Two Turn Tony. Young guy, mid-20s, right? And he has a massive following on TikTok. 6.5 million followers. His videos get just an incredible amount of engagement and views. And while it's easy to look at it and say, oh, it's stupid and people are stupid and what's the world come to? Because that's, you know, what many people would say. I don't look at it that way. I actually have respect for the guy because what he's done is he's obviously found a need that he's filling, which is people are bored. They're looking for something extreme to watch, something different to watch. And it's a very noisy world out there with content. So when you look at someone who's managed in 1 year to get 6.5 million followers on a platform, you can't argue with that kind of success. It's just success. Moreover, he's been able to monetize that by getting branding deals with major brands. These are important things. So I think it's really important to listen to this guy and to say, you know what, okay, yeah, this is maybe, you know, it's cheap, like in the sense that, you know, it's not like, oh, he's not a genius. Or I'm not saying he's not smart, because for all I know, he could be a fucking rocket scientist, but like he doesn't come off like that. And there's nothing particularly ingenious about what he's doing. Oh, well, so he's mixing beautiful girls with scantily clad, and he's, you know, a muscular guy, and he's dark, and his grandmother does beer bongs. But I don't look at it that way. I just don't. Because when you dig a bit deeper, start asking him questions, what you'll realize is that his show is not about a duck. His brand is not about a duck. His brand is about people. It's always about people. The Wolf of Wall Street is not a movie about Wall Street. It's a movie about people who happen to be working on Wall Street. And what people fall in love with are the characters. They love them. They hate them. They empathize with them. They want to see them, you know, get their comeuppance. They want to see them get away with it. People empathize with other people. So when you look at what he's doing, you say, oh, yeah, it's a young guy who has a good build and he's got an 80-year-old grandmother who's apparently, you know, acts like she's crazy and she's doing beer bong hits, having a second life, and the mother's screaming and yelling and she's frantic and they're on the golf course and they're always doing things that get them in trouble, whatever it might be, right? You can call it cheap humor. You can call it just, you know, trying to get views by being extreme. But I look at it a bit differently, and I think that you should at least give it a fair assessment. Like, look at, hear what he has to say and see what you can learn from it. We can always learn from people who don't act the way we do, live the way we do, or make money the way we do. So I, you know, if I have to say that myself, in my case, like I kind of shied away from anything related to cryptocurrency for a long time. My big risk was that I thought the government would come in and shut it down, right? But the point is, you can't say, oh, it's just, it has no value, or all those people are crazy, or this new thing with non-fungible tokens, NFTs, where, you know, people are buying these, you know, digital art for millions of dollars. They're all idiots. It's, you know, I think you need to look more closely at all of these things and say, okay, well, you know, if people want to pay for something or watch something, or brands are willing to invest their money to get exposure in something, there's something worth listening to, something worth looking at. And I think the biggest lesson here is that anybody, no matter where you live, no matter how much money you have, no matter how little access you have to the traditional things that would help you launch a career in media or as a celebrity or as an influencer, anything is possible. That's why I brought this guest on the podcast. And I think when you hear me kind of dissect his business, and you're going to say, doesn't seem like he's saying anything that profound. But if you look at it from the perspective of what is it that makes people tune into something? Is it the duck? Or is it the families, the people that are surrounding it, and the common theme? and take from that, learn from it, and apply it in your own business, in your own branding, in your own life. And with that, let's take a quick break from our sponsors here, and we'll get started with Tutern, Tony, and his duck. If you want to grow your business, you want to diversify your content, this is a product that I 1,000% believe in and use myself every day. And it's been a game changer for me, making more money for me than any other app I've used that's even close to this. It's called Melon. And Melon is a web-based live streaming studio that makes streaming easy and lucrative. It is literally the best out there by a country mile. And I'm looking you in the eye. I'm telling you, that's a fact. Go to live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube in just 5 clicks. All of them at once. You're not going to find a better tool out there than Melon for your live streaming needs. Impossible. Better streaming in HD, recording functionality, real-time audience interaction. You get everything with Melon. So start streaming with Melon today. Go to melonapp.com/wolf. That's Melon, MelonApp, melonapp.com/wolf. Sign up for a free account. Because of me, it's free, by the way. You get a high-performance professional live streaming tool for free. It's blazing fast. The response time is like that. Low CPU usage. It's all available right in your browser. Go to melonapp.com/wolf and start streaming today. This is a no-brainer. If you don't try this, honestly, then you must not like making money online. All right, so Tony, here we are. Or is it two turns? Which one do you prefer?
Either is fine. Completely. Either is fine. Either is completely fine.
And what's the name of the duck?
This is Baby Girl.
Baby Girl. Yep. So here we are. And this is like not my typical podcast there, but I was intrigued. And I think it's actually very relevant what I teach people and the things that people are interested in that listen to me in terms of how you could take basically anything and turn it into a brand and a business nowadays. Right. So you've essentially taken this duck, right, and used it in a way to brand yourself and build a very large following very quickly and then monetize that following, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so let's start from the end first. Where is your business right now with the duck? What would you say? Give me your brand in a nutshell. What represents your brand?
Just being different, just like having fun, just living. We always say living for a living, like that's our motto. Just not caring what people think, just kind of doing your own thing. But there is like a family ties to it too, so there's a little family orientation in there. But right now we're working on moving towards YouTube from TikTok. Kind of just expand on that, and then hopefully eventually get a TV show going.
I think she's got a little nervous tick. That
yeah, she got the
she does, right?
Yeah,
she gets Tourette's, little, yeah. Tourette's in yeah. here or something. All right. So she's got like a little nervous thing going on. It's all right. You can relax. We're not going to cook you tonight. I promise. Right. No cooking going on. So how did you come up with the idea to have a duck as your basic, your prop in this, social media brand?
I've had ducks since I was like 16 years old in high school. It's about to flap.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Well, all right.
Since I was like, because I was just allergic to, I always wanted like a dog or a cat or something like normal. Just always been allergic. So I went to the pet store one day and there was a duck there. And the rest is history. I've been getting ducks since, for like 10 years now. So.
All right. So how old can I touch the duck?
Yeah, absolutely.
She won't bite me.
She might nibble you a little bit, but
so how old is this duck?
She's one.
She's 1 year old.
1 year old, almost exactly.
Did you raise her so she's like a little baby duck?
Like that, yep.
Really?
Yep.
So the duck knows you and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely knows you. Okay, right. So you took the duck and you built in 1 year a social media following that consists of what?
A shit show, basically.
Literal duck shit show.
Duck right? A duck shit show. Yeah.
Okay. How many followers?
6.2 million.
So, 6.2 million on TikTok.
On TikTok. About 70,000 on YouTube. We just started there, so we're still growing there.
Okay.
And like 370,000 on Instagram.
Okay. And what is it, do you think, that intrigues people about you and the duck? Right? It's pretty cool.
I think it's just something people have never really seen. And that's, how I actually, because like TikTok is an app that is really big on trying to get everyone to do the same thing. And I never dance in any of my videos. It's kind of my thing, like not dancing. So I think it was refreshing to people to see like, oh, who's this kid with the fucking duck? Like, what is he doing? Like, this is unlike anything I've ever seen. So that's kind of what I take pride in, like just giving some people something different to what they're used to.
Okay. So like what type of stuff do you do with the duck?
So we take the duck golfing with like women in bikinis and ski masks, and we pull each other from like the back of the cart, beer bonging, just nuts stuff. We bring the duck in the house. My mom freaks out. It shits everywhere. It's basically just wild stuff that we do, and then you just throw a duck in the mix too. So she's a part of it now.
Got it. So give me an example of like the wildest thing you've ever done with this duck, and like that's giving you the
wildest thing.
We'll say it's giving you the most views, the most traction for your brand.
Oh, the most viewed one was probably I do a lot of photo shoots with her sitting on my shoulder, and you can even see right now she cuts me up. These are sharp as hell. They're cuts me up. So I had a whole day of me just doing a photo shoot with her. My back was destroyed. My whole arm, blood, everything, like deep. And my mom thought it was from hooking up with a chick.
All right here.
It looks terrible.
Back here. Yes, the ducks did it.
Anthony, it wasn't the ducks.
It was the ducks.
No, it was one of your fucking whores from the bar.
That got like 30 million views or something crazy. So it's nuts.
So do you have a formula that you kind of use to figure out what you should do, what's going to go viral, what's going to...
Yeah, right now the algorithm has been so weird, but usually I would do like just kind of like shock value, like what? Like why would he do that? Like stuff like that. We do a lot of like weird shit. Like I do have some videos where I'm like spitting raw eggs into girls' mouths and stuff like that. People are kind of like, what? Like you almost want to leave, but you almost want to stay just to like watch.
You're taking that and then you have sponsors that actually pay you money?
We have a lot. We have a lot of brand deals. That's probably like our number one revenue is brand deals, and it's nice because there's a lot of brands that don't really correspond to other creators. Like we have there's not many like drinkers or partiers on this app. So a lot of all the alcohol companies, the drinking games, they all come to like us. So we get like all that coming to us, which is really nice.
So what types of deals do they offer you? How does that work? They pay you based on how many views you get, or they just give you overall brand deals?
Yeah, it's just like an overall brand deal. Most of them have creative freedom, which I love. Like whenever some brand sends me creative freedom, go nuts to them. Like, yes, take it right away. Sometimes they're a little more strict, but usually it's not too tough. Like just mention the name of the game, then go nuts with whatever you want to do.
Today's outing was sponsored by NOCA. And my plump, juicy ass.
Is there anything they won't let you do? Like you can't. Yeah, there's cruelty to the ducks and stuff. Like you
And there's also been stuff where like we got a little too vulgar, took it too far, and had to send in a couple. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. So how big is this business right now? Are you making big money? Are you making millions of dollars a year off this?
Not yet. We're getting there for sure. We just keep pumping it up. I try to post like 2 to 3 times a day. Just came out to LA for a week for some collabs. Got a bunch of YouTube videos done. I think we got about 4 vlogs done here, so those will be coming out soon. So just like keeping on it is like the big thing.
What do you think about the whole like world as it is right now? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 26. Okay. I just turned 26.
Right. So like a guy like I'm older than you, right? I'm in my 50s, yeah. Right? So I look at this and I'm like, I can't believe. I don't mean this in a bad way. Yeah. It's like astonishing to me. Like the things that nowadays, like people are making money on and brands and stuff like that, right?
Oh, if I saw a kid doing this, like, what the fuck?
You'd be like, what the fuck, right? Exactly, so on one level, I have great respect for you because like I respect any entrepreneur that, you know, you're finding the market. But typically there's like, you know, the idea is, okay, like here's the way it's supposed to work. And like the real world, right?
Yeah.
Where you find like a certain pain point or lack in the market and you fill that need and give the market something they want.
Yeah.
And because of that, you make money by filling a need.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I can't figure out what the need is that you're filling here other that people are fucking bored and looking for just something that's new and just ridiculous. And nowadays, the more ridiculous or extreme it is, the more I guess value it has to keep people entertained. So do you look at yourself like an entertainer? Is that what you are?
Absolutely, yeah. Our goal is just always like up the ante.
Like
always.
A modern version of a P.T. Barnum sort of thing.
Because
it's important to like, I think it's important to know what you are because then you can be on brand and like also plan out what's your next step. You know, how do you see yourself in 5 years, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just like, kind of expect the unexpected when you come to like see my shit. Like you never know. That's what I love. You never know what you're going to get from any of us.
Go, baby. Like that, right?
Exactly.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened? Like when you were doing one of these things, has anything really terrible happened where it's like, you're like, oh my God, I crossed the line with that one.
Yeah, I did a video where this is actually kind of recently. I do like something I frequently do is kind of weird, but like spit in people's mouth or something like that. And for like a shock value, when I was like, what if I spit a raw egg into my Nani's mouth, who's a big character in my videos? And you know, everyone with me is like, dude, don't do that. That's fucking weird. And I'm like, yeah, it is weird, but let's just fucking do it and see how it goes. And there was a little bit of backlash on it, but I think I've gotten so into my brand that like it's almost like, oh, he's just, that's two-turn Tony. Like, he's just doing that shit. But if anyone else did that, I feel like they'd kind of be like, what the fuck? But like, I think I've built my brand in such a way where I can just kind of get away with doing just over-the-top stuff all the time.
Who would you compare yourself to? If there was someone that you said, I'm drawing a line for someone else in this industry, not with ducks, but there, that I'm modeling or that was similar to myself.
I wouldn't say I'm like, just like someone that I look up to almost, or like something like I'm a big Sylvester Stallone, big Matthew McConaughey, all those type of guys. Just like who like started from nothing, just kind of built up themselves. I really admire that, especially Sylvester Stallone's like my favorite. Just his stories and real.
What is it about Stallone that you, besides that, I mean, that he started off with nothing? There's a lot of what is it about his story though?
Just like he wouldn't what's the fucking word I'm
looking give up?
For? No, not that. He like wouldn't let anyone else touch his idea. Like he had to
play rock.
Yes,
himself.
Yes, exactly. Like right? Not letting anyone, you know, get into your head or like you should be doing this. This is my vision. This is my goal. This is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna play the role. I don't give a fuck what you say. Like, this is for me. So, I kind of like model that same thing in my head when I'm doing stuff. Like, I'm gonna do it. Like, I don't care what you guys say. I'm gonna film this. I'm gonna do this. And just keep going.
You know, the interesting thing is, I look at a duck. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't really, to me, it doesn't lend itself to like the most extreme sorts of like things you could do. Like I could see like a chimpanzee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Or like a dog. Yeah. Or like, I remember there was some guy with a cat that was driving around the world with a cat in his bike. Hey, whoa, settle down. All right, calm down. It's all right. I didn't mean that. Right, I'm sorry. I think ducks are fucking great. All right. I think ducks are the best props out there. All right. Does that make you feel better? All right. No, but seriously, it doesn't, like, right? It would seem like it's not the most interactive animal.
I think it's all about what you do with it. Like, you never see someone getting pulled from a little, like, we do, like, little toy Ford wheeler Jeeps getting pulled by, like, a car. You don't see that going down the street with a guy holding the duck. Like, it's just, like, you don't see that.
Right.
It could be any animal. It could be a turtle. And, like, it's just kind of all about what you do with it.
Does he have a fly? Or?
No, she can't fly.
She can't fly, right? Yeah.
The whole like this type of duck just doesn't fly.
Never.
No.
Is she unable to? She's not aerodynamic because she's a fat little bit.
She's a little bit skinnier than her sister, really? But she's got
a little bit of a stomach going on there.
Yeah, she's right? A little chunky. She's been popping out eggs this whole trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not fertilized, but so just popping out
How
eggs.
How often do the eggs come out?
What was that?
How often do the eggs
come out? Oh, well, you never know. It's like sometimes
could it
like,
happen like right now?
It could, yeah. It very well could happen right now, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to see an egg come out here. Could we cook it? And eat
I mean,
it?
There's a better chance shit comes out, but really? There's a chance an egg comes out too.
What's the percentage of shit to egg here, you think?
Oh, shit's like 99%
that shit comes out, and 1% like an egg.
Yeah,
like oysters and pearls.
Yeah, I have personally never seen her lay an egg. We had her; she got driven down. It was like a 34-hour drive. I guess she laid like three eggs on the way, and I was like, what?
But, yeah. Wow. Interesting. She's looking at me now. She's like, I know you're talking about me. All right, let's relax. So let me ask you this. This is a really good question. If I took this duck from you right now and said, you know, Tony, you're a smart guy and you've built this brand on your ducks, but you can't use ducks because the Duck Authority of the United Nations is saying it's abusive to ducks and you have to stop abusing ducks and you need to have a new act. What would you do?
I think I'd be more than fine. I got my Nani. I got my family.
Your what?
My family's like a part of the whole brand, so they like my
your
mom.
Nani, you said?
Yeah, my grandma. So she's
your grandma.
There's gonna be alcohol, beer bongs, bitches, hoes, and ducks.
She does the beer bongs, the partying.
Your grandmother?
But she's an 80-year-old woman, so it's like a whole entourage of characters. The ducks haven't even been in it that much lately, but like that's kind of what people associate with me. Like, oh, he's the duck guy. But there's so much more going on my page than duck. It's like just nuts.
So it's like a whole family.
Yeah, my mom's like a
tree. And like the grandma's 80 and she's doing beer bongs.
Exactly. It's like my mom's like a psychopath Italian.
What the fuck is going on in here, Anthony?
We're filming a video.
What kind of video? Porn video?
No, mom.
Are you fucking kidding me? Get out. There's ducks in everywhere. Move the fuck out, Anthony.
My dad's just like a goofball, and then my Nani's just a partier, like me. And then,
always, has she always been like that?
No, not at all. Like, we kind of like rebranded her to like, and she, we called her Second Life because she was never like a partier when she was young.
And she, what kind of do you like? What do you like? Cookies and like what kind of marijuana brand is she like? Indica or sativa?
She that's like her one thing, is she is so against smoking, but like drinking, she like is fine. But so like, if you even mention smoking,
oh, but she's not smoking the bong, you said, or
no, beer bong, like the tube in the funnel. You know, you put the beer bong.
Oh, she doesn't get high though with marijuana.
No.
Really?
No. I mean, unless she's hiding it. She should, though. She should get into it.
She probably should,
be good,
right?
For her, yeah.
Maybe give her some extra years in there, right?
Yeah.
So what would you say? Like, so if the duck disappeared, would you add another animal onto the whole thing? Is like an animal a central part of like the shock value of the animal?
No. And if something did happen, I would probably get more ducks, because I've always just had pet ducks, so it works out. But yeah, I would not get a different animal, though. It'd be a duck. Maybe like my manager and I were looking into getting like an exotic duck, like flown in. But we were looking at like the things it needs like on a daily basis. We're like, no, we don't have time for
that.
What
does it
need? It's just like the type of food that it has to have, this much food. But I don't even know if that's like legit. And then all the people were commenting like, mine died like after 2 days because I didn't do this. And I was like, I don't want to deal with that. Like,
so on the outside, you strike me like your brand, your personality is like, I don't really care about money. I'm just a guy living my life and I'm having fun.
Absolutely.
But is money important to you?
So my goal is just, I don't want any of my family to have to go to work again. So in that aspect, money's important. Other than that, I don't spend money on really anything. I'm very simple. I really just spend it on food. I'm a big food guy. Other than that, my goal is just to get my mom to never have to go back to work, which she's not now. We've gotten to that point, so she's never going back to work. And then I'm trying to get to the point to get my dad there. And my sister, she's my camera girl. She works for me. So I'm slowly getting there. I'm just trying to get everyone on board. So
is your sister, you part of the videos too as well?
We're trying to get her. Yeah, we're still trying to like.
She's more behind the scenes.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes. We're trying to like, she went to school for business, so she has no film background. So like, we handed her a camera like the first day. She's like looking at it like it's a foreign object. She has no clue. So, but we're getting her there. So.
You ever have people like from the animal cruelty? There's always people that hate on you, right?
All the time.
So
yeah,
you getting,
yeah.
What are people saying about that?
Well, it's kind of,
how dare you exploit the ducks for financial gain?
Exactly. And one of my things, I constantly eat raw eggs. So it's kind of like contradicting. They're like, why is he eating raw eggs, but he has a pet duck? So like, I do get a lot of DMs like, if you love your duck so much, why the fuck are you eating their children? I was like, okay, relax. Like, I'm just eating, you know, normal eggs. Yeah, just raw eggs. I don't eat her eggs. I don't eat the ones that come out of her ever.
Oh, you don't?
No. I don't even touch those. I don't even want to know. I see her eat her own shit and stuff. I don't even want to know what goes on there.
So she's, the other duck is what, same sex or different sex?
They're both girls, yeah.
They're both
females,
girls.
Yeah.
And why is that? Any?
No, you don't know until they're bigger. So you just kind of, it's like when I went to go pick them out, it's like a big pen of them, bunch of just baby ducklings running around. I was like, can I get two? They just grab two, put them in a box, hand them to you. And then you never know if it's like a boy or girl. It's like a certain age, a couple months. Like, I guess it's like a curve in their tail or something. So
it sounds to me that there's nothing that the duck is really doing that makes this exciting, as much as that people just never see a duck with humans interacting. Is that what it is? Like, and you're doing the exciting things and the duck is watching? Is the duck participating? You know what I'm trying to say? Is it like, yeah, the duck is like an ornament that it just makes, oh my God, why is there a duck? Just, and then you're the one they're watching?
Exactly. It's almost like captures your attention. Like, wait, is he holding the duck? Is he doing this all with a duck? So it's just kind of like, it's not so much the duck's like taking over the show. The duck's a part of the show, like a very minor part of the show. But like, it's just become so part of the brand, like the duck guy, the duck. So she slowly takes over the show.
People stop you in the street, say, oh my God, you're the duck guy?
Yeah, I always get stopped. Like, where's your duck? Where's your duck? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But
you have a girlfriend?
I do not have a girlfriend, no.
Is the duck like a good magnet for girls though? Like,
oh yeah. The people that everyone loves the fucking duck, so it works out.
Yeah, it's a kind of, you know, a good looking creature, right? Yeah. But people, when you're in the street with the duck, the people come up to you and like try to like the go out, like, wait, you live in Michigan, you said?
Yeah.
What part of Michigan are you in?
East Side, kind of near Detroit area.
Yeah. So when you're in like, when you're out in the street, they're doing stuff with the duck, the people like constantly come up to you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I almost like egg it on because, you know, I do like videos where I'm like driving through grocery shops shirtless and through the carts with the duck in the center, and people are like, okay. Like, and it's a small town, so everyone knows me there. They're right. Like, this fucker again doing shit.
With the duck.
Yeah. So, and then I've gotten kicked out of almost every golf course in my area just because the
duck shit.
No, just because the stuff we're doing, like we have like, so like one of our main things is a golf. Like we do golfing and it's me in like little crop top shirts with my duck. And then it's usually a few girls in ski masks and bikinis and we're just.
Ski masks?
Yeah, we do ski masks. They wear ski masks.
Why?
No free clout. No free publicity. But no, it just was something that like we did and it just kind of. Just caught. Like, we did it one time. Like, before, we didn't have them wear ski masks. Then we did it one time, and I was like, it did really well.
So maybe
like,
they had better bodies than faces. Yeah, something's else going on.
Sometimes, you never know.
Or you just want to leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. And it's in, like, it's such a small town. People, like, are always trying to find these chicks, too. And it's like, the guys get really creepy on TikTok, as I'm sure you know. So they're, like, always trying to find these chicks and, like, dude, like, just, like, send them weird stuff. So it's just, like. And sometimes girls don't want that part of it. So I'm like, all right, for your sake, if you want to be in the video too, just go on ski mask.
So what would you say to like a young guy? I mean, is it like, do you think it's possible as a business to say, all right, you know what? I want to be some version of Two-Turned Tony, right?
Yeah.
So you think it's possible for any person right now, given the environment with TikTok and for things to go out, can anyone say, you know, I'm going to get myself a pet iguana or
there's a lot of people trying to do it right now.
Are they trying?
Yeah.
Is there a formula? Is there, could you
there
break,
is.
The, could you break it down like into a formula?
Yeah, I can say the problem is you can't just have a weird pet that nobody else has. It's because, okay, you can do two videos and that's where you're going to end. You might have two hits. Like, okay, he's got a chinchilla or something. I don't know how rare those even are. But like you got something exotic, something weird that not many people have. It's all about what you do with it and like where you take it from there, because you can't just like any, like somebody, like there's several people that have messaged me. I got a duck because of you, and they're doing videos and it's just like them showing their ducks. And I'm like, now what? Now you got to do a little more, buddy. Like you got to keep it going. But
cause is it almost like you're a sitcom with a family and a duck?
Yeah, in a way. We've had a lot of reality shows like reach out to us, like trying to get something going. So that is the next step. Hopefully after we get the YouTube a little bit bigger, move to TV. And hopefully that works out.
I'm just trying to figure out your strategy here. So the strategy is that the duck attracts people's attention.
Yep.
But it's you, your mother, and your grandmother that are characters in a show. So is there a common theme here? It's like where it's like your day in the life. It's like your life and going. Is it you moving through life with your family and your duck?
Yeah, essentially. Basically? Yeah, yeah. That's basically
like Duck Dynasty, its own version of
exactly,
Duck Dynasty.
Exactly. Yeah. It's basically just like a family. That's a little bit edgier than any other family I've met. So it's just a little bit over the top. And then we just kind of, you know, just, and I also have ducks. So we throw it in there. And I also have ducks.
What were you like growing up? Tell me, so you're in your 20s right now, right?
I'm
in
my 20s.
Were you a good student in school?
No, absolutely not. I was class clown, actually.
Not a shock there.
Yeah. but I got suspended in high school for bringing my duck into class in my underwear. And I was like, pretend to hump it. It was like a joke. But they didn't find it too funny, so that was a 5-day suspension. And then I got like 30 kids suspended because they were like a part of it. And that's kind of where it all started. I was all over the news for it. And then I did Vine when that was a thing, and I started getting some traction on there. Then Vine shut down, and then TikTok came about later. It just worked out.
And what do you think of these other guys here, you know, all the TikTok guys who I know a bunch of them.
I've met actually a lot of them this week. Yeah.
Bryce.
I met Bryce this week. They're all great guys, nice dudes. But like I couldn't do what they're doing. Like I don't do the dances and stuff. Good for them that they can like get away with doing that, but like some of my stuff I have to be like, okay, write it out, plan it out. It's not like as easy as, you know, sometimes just get in front of the camera and doing a
funky dance.
Yeah, I don't do that. Good for them that they can. I mean, that's awesome. Like,
right. Well, I think it looks like TikTok is starting to become more diverse than just
absolutely
dances.
Yeah.
Like, I'm on TikTok, and I mean, my videos are all getting over a million views each one, and mm-hmm. I'm not dancing.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I never have done any dancing.
How long is a typical video that you do?
15 to 20 seconds, I would say. So, and then on YouTube, 8 to 10 minutes.
So and. How many times a day are you posting on TikTok?
I try to do 2 to 3, and then I usually don't post on Sundays. Sunday's usually the day where I just kind of load up for the week. Saturday, Sundays, load up, filming, and then pump it all out on the weekdays.
Got it. So how did come out about where brands started, you know, getting into the picture? Did you approach them or they approached you?
They approached me. I was getting like DMs, but I can never tell if it was like legit, because I didn't really know much about business. So I was like, these like brands are DMing me, but like, what do they want from me? Like, what are they saying? And then the first thing I ever got was like when I had like a, I don't know, like 500K followers or something, I got offered to do like some alcohol, and like it wasn't even like they weren't even paying me. They just like gave me a bunch, and I was so excited. So I like took a golf and did like an outing with it, and then from there just kept getting more and more, like offering more and more and more and more and more money. And then, yeah, it's just nuts.
So was there any, was there any strategy you were using to sort of start, you know, getting, did you hire a manager and start like?
Yeah,
you know,
I hired a manager.
Did you start soliciting brands saying, hey, I think this is a good match for you, and or you're, it's all incoming business?
Yeah, I hired a manager, and then he kind of started reaching out to companies for me. That worked out really well, because I was just so busy doing like my own, like trying to just think of ideas, do videos. And then he would just message me like, hey, can you do, this is what they want, this is how much they're going to give you, does this work for you? And be like, oh yeah, that's perfect, let's do it. And then just write it up, get it going. And then like whenever, like I said, whenever it's creative freedom, you just jump on that shit, because you can go nuts. Like we had a long-term brand deal with an alcohol company. And all we would just start every video saying like, this outing, this golf outing was sponsored by so-and-so, the alcohol company. And then we just do our video. That was it. Just right. 2 seconds long clip. All right, now we can do whatever we want.
So, and you're still doing that with them?
We just got a different company. So we left them, then we're going to someone else. But we might, you know, we never know. Because we like to do the non-exclusive. So we can just do as much as we can. So
right.
That's fun.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years, hopefully, doing some acting, some TV stuff. But as of now, I'm having a fucking blast with what I'm doing. But I have been meeting with like some producers and stuff, working on some shows and stuff. I also love being like behind the camera, like doing stuff like that. But on the camera is fine with me too. So,
how do you come up with your like your ideas? Like, so is there like a scheming session? You have a couple of people. You're
yes.
Like, all right, here's like the plan for this. Is there a theme going on here?
Yeah. So we just cover my whole house is just covered in like, we do like whiteboards, markers. Any like sort of idea you get, you just jot it on there, and then like the next day or that same day, we'll kind of like, let's expand on that. How do you want to do that? And it's also kind of like looking at things that worked really well in the past. Like, oh, that video did so well. Let's like try to kind of like redo it in a different way though. So it's very, sometimes it's very similar things. Like the golf videos are all very similar. It's just in a nutshell, it's beautiful women, duck, and me golfing, and then a shit show. So we just kind of, and then like, let's do something a little bit crazier this time we go golfing, right? Something we've never seen before. So
is it like always like about like, you know, can you top this? Like,
exactly,
what's the next,
exactly, crazy, that's exactly thing? How it worded, like, sounds like how can we top life. This
yeah.
yeah it's a blast.
I mean, and what's like the, like, so like what's the end point of that? So it seems like right now, is there nudity, or you're not allowed to do nudity?
No, we can't. That's our lately, we just all have
right. Yeah, that got him excited, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's the problem right now on TikTok, is lately everything's just that I've been pumping out has just been getting removed, because just like the chicks are in such skimpy outfits or like something so over the top. So it's like, oh, like it's, I'm just stuck right there for a little bit. So working on like kind of moving past that. That's kind of why we're going to YouTube almost, even though even YouTube is still a little touchy, but it's a little bit, you know, more room to play.
So what's happening is they're removing, TikTok will remove your videos?
Yeah, it's always been a problem for us from our content, just constantly having stuff taken down, and, you know, then like, shit, like, let's redo it, and let's put like a bigger pair of pants on it this time, so it's, they don't remove it, so, but it works out.
And it's not because of the duck they remove stuff?
Well, No. I don't think they've ever removed a video because of anything with the duck, luckily. But yeah, they have for, we get flagged a lot for nudity, that's like our big thing.
Got it.
Yeah, so.
What's the your best advice for someone that's, you know, late teens, early 20s that wants to become, not you, but like you know,
creator.
The whole sort of, you know, like you have obviously the Jake Pauls.
Yeah.
There's a whole sort of group of kids that look at that and say, wow, you know, these guys really, you know, made a lot of money, built a business around it. You know, what's your advice to them? What should, is it being authentic? Is it being insane? Is it being wild? And is it the next thing? What do you?
Yeah, you don't even have, I know like there's so many like people that are tagging me and doing like nuts shit. Like, did you like this? I'm like, You don't have to be like nuts. You just have to do your own thing. It can't be like, I know it's hard because it's an app, or every app is kind of like trends and stuff. Everybody, let's all do the same thing. Let's all do the same thing. And you really just gotta like break away from that. It's sometimes it's tough too, because like you just see like the audio of a trend going so big. You're like, let me just do that same thing. It'll do well. But like, if you really want to break through, just be authentic, be different than anyone else. show people something they haven't seen on the app for sure, or in anywhere.
What's he doing right now?
He's just cleaning himself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a little nervous tick here.
Yeah, huh? She's wild.
What's the life expectancy of a duck?
It varies. I was looking that up the other day because I wasn't sure. I was like, because I've always had them for like different periods of time, and like I've always had to move and like give them to a farm or something. But this one I've like had for a while now. But it's like 5 to 10 years, usually around there. Changes. It's like different with every species. So.
And is there a chance she can get pregnant and have little ducklings? Or?
Yeah. So that's like something
I've. That's a pretty good storyline.
Yeah,
too,
that's
right?
What I'm working on for my next. So I just moved. I got kicked out of my last house for. The owner actually found my TikTok account, and he kicked me out. So moved to a new place, and we're planning on like starting a big duck farm there. So it's gonna be fun. Yeah, we're gonna
nice.
Get, like, 15 to 20 ducks.
Yeah,
yeah. We were saying we could even breed them and sell them, like Two Turn Tony's ducks. That's where I got my duck from. So
would the duck like love my swimming pool there? Would they like water? Right?
Yeah. Is there chlorine in it? She probably wouldn't like the chlorine.
No, chlorine.
It would just give her like. She'd just be shitting nonstop. I feel like sometimes she snakes into like the hot tub, and it's just like
yeah,
just shitting nonstop.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah.
But and that yeah, she loves like we have two ponds for her. Relax, baby. We have two ponds for her. She just loves
I think
it.
She understands English yeah. and stuff, right? Right? She's a little upset. Like, yeah. She doesn't like the thought. Don't talk about me like that behind my back, right? Yeah. Well said. Interesting. Does it usually do this as a common?
We've never had, like, she's never gone to, like, on a podcast or anything like this. And
is this the first podcast?
Second podcast. She had one yesterday. That's, other than that, that's it, yeah. She's always got something to say.
Interesting.
She's a little attention whore, but
she totally
we love
is,
her.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, my friend, I got to tell you, it's my first podcast of this sort with, just based on having a third party here, namely a doc here. Mm-hmm. What are your plans after this? How long are you going to stay in LA for?
I actually leave tomorrow morning. It's been a blast, so definitely going to be coming back and forth a lot. Yeah, she loved it here, too. Hey! But yeah, I'm going to leave tomorrow morning, but yeah, planning on coming back quite a bit.
I think you got to like consider, by the way, I'd love to... Next time you come on my podcast, I want to meet Grandma, by
yeah.
the way.
No, that's what we said.
I want to see Grandma do a full-on beer bong on the podcast.
That sounds like a blast, and you know? She would love to do that.
All right, well, listen, good luck.
Thank you.
How do people find you? What's your Instagram?
Two Turn Tony with a Y on Instagram, and then the rest is just Two Turn Tony with a Y.
Two Turn Tony, all right. Yep. And his famous duck, his name Daisy?
Baby Girl.
Baby Girl. Yep. Daisy Duck. Baby Girl. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Interesting podcast today. Get to see everything here. Share this with your friends. Check the man out on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And have a great week. Share this with your friends.